Alright everyone, welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. Your daily dose of real talk, raw insights, and a whole lot of motivation to help you level up your life. Today, we're diving into something heavy, but incredibly important. Navigating trauma. Ever felt like you're carrying around this invisible weight, this heaviness that just won't seem to lift? You know, the kind that makes it hard to enjoy the simple things, makes you question everything, and leaves you feeling perpetually on edge. Yeah, that's what we're talking about today. Trauma comes in all shapes and sizes, from big, life-altering events to those seemingly smaller moments that chip away at our inner strength over time. It can show up as anxiety, depression, anger, or even physical symptoms. And let's be real, the world we live in throws a lot of potential triggers our way, doesn't it? But the good news is, healing is possible. Today, we're breaking down 5 key strategies to help you navigate trauma and start moving forward towards a brighter future. First up, acknowledge and validate your experience. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Don't minimize what you've been through. Trauma is real, and your feelings are valid, no matter what anyone else says. You deserve to be heard, understood, and supported. Think of it like this. Ignoring a broken bone won't make it heal faster, right? The same goes for emotional wounds. Next, seek professional support. A therapist can provide a safe space to process your experiences, develop coping mechanisms, and work through the complex emotions that come with trauma. Remember, asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and self-care. You wouldn't hesitate to seek medical help for a physical injury, so why treat emotional wounds any differently? Now, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are great too. Self-care is about actively nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Think, getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, engaging in activities you enjoy, and setting healthy boundaries. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential to your healing journey. Mindfulness and grounding techniques can be incredibly helpful too. These practices help you stay present in the moment and manage those overwhelming feelings that often come with trauma. Deep breathing exercises, meditation, or even just focusing on your senses can create a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Imagine your mind as a garden. Sometimes it needs weeding, pruning, and a little bit of nurturing to grow beautiful flowers. Finally, remember your resilience. You've already overcome so much. Trauma doesn't define you, it's just one chapter in your story. You are stronger than you think, and you have the power to heal and thrive. Think about that time you faced a challenge, something that seemed impossible at first. How did you get through it? You probably didn't do it alone. You had support, you learned from the experience, and you came out on the other side. That's resilience in action, and that same strength lives within you now, ready to be tapped into as you navigate this healing journey. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who went through a really difficult breakup last year. It was a painful experience that left her feeling lost and broken. But Sarah decided not to let it define her. She sought therapy, started journaling, and prioritized self-care activities like yoga and spending time in nature. Slowly but surely, she began to heal, rediscovering her strength and resilience. Today, Sarah is thriving, she's happier, healthier, and more confident than ever before. Her story reminds us that healing takes time, patience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. There will be ups and downs, moments of doubt, and days when you feel like giving up. But remember, you are not alone on this journey. Lean on your support system, celebrate the small victories, and keep moving forward, one step at a time. Today's episode is all about empowering you to take control of your healing journey. Remember those 5 key takeaways: acknowledge your experience, seek professional help, prioritize self-care, practice mindfulness, and tap into your inner resilience. Let me leave you with this. Trauma doesn't have the final word. You get to write the ending of your story. And trust me, the ending is going to be amazing. Stay tuned for our next episode where we'll delve into the power of positive self-talk and how it can transform your life. In the meantime, share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. And don't forget to leave a review. Let me know what you thought and how these strategies are resonating with you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.